All right, people. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein. And today we're going to have on April Gallup. She was injured by the explosion at the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001. And at the upcoming Justice and Freedom Conference, which is going to be held in Irvine, near south of L.A., close to Huntington Beach in California, it's the Freedom Law School's 2007 Justice and Freedom Conference. It's March 9th through the 11th, and you can contact, trying to find the website here. It is, and it is not, I'm trying to find, there's about six pages here, but it's Freedom, here we go, Freedom Law School, Live Free Now, 9582, Buttemere, it's B-U-T-T-E-M-E-R-E Road, Phelan, California, 92371. The number is 760-868-4271, and the website is www.livefreenow.org. And American Free Press has their, this is co-sponsored by American Free Press, and you have their number and also website, 202-544-5977, if you want to get a subscription. And I have one myself, www.americanfreepress.net. On the back of this, it's also the Power Hour, www.thepowerhour.com. Free Enterprise Society, www.freeenterprisesociety.com. A campaign to expose the truth of 911, www.911sharethetruth.com. Frank Durrell, www.addictedtowar.com. Jeff Rentz, his radio show, www.rentz.com. And the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance for 911 Truth, www.mujca.com. And at the conference, there's a colorful flyer that's out, and April's picture is in it. She's on the she's right next to Webster Tarpley. Actually, she's got bodyguards on either side. She's got Webster Tarpley on one side and Stephen Jones on the other. And even though Stephen Jones and Webster Tarpley have been through hell for speaking the truth, April could use a little bit of help right now, along with many others out there who have been impacted not only by the events of 911, but what has happened here in the United States, to where our government and the corporations and the protection indemnity insurance clubs and others have all turned into, I guess, a self-help group of sorts, to where they are all self-protective. Any and all collectives, including unions or even federal officers associations and our courts, have now turned against the American people and federal officers and military personnel and military officers. And you can talk about depleted uranium and many other things. April's experienced a little bit of this, but also at the conference, Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, or Jason Burmis, one of the three, Dave Von Kleist, Webster Tarpley, April Gallup, of course, Stephen Jones, Kevin Barrett, who's been on this program, as have many of the others. Kevin Barrett was on this program before he got a program himself on this network. William Bloom, Doug Rocky, and others. And we'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Eric Schein.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
All right, this is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein. And again, the Justice and Freedom Conference, it's going to be held March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2007. Webster Tarpley will be there, April Gallup, Stephen Jones, Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, or Jason Vermes, one of the three, Dave Von Kleist, Kevin Barrett, William Bloom, Doug Rocky, Steve Hempflin. He's a director of the Free Enterprise Society, which will show why the IRS says the income tax is based on, quote-unquote, voluntary compliance, and has never produced a law requiring Americans to file or pay an income tax. Also, Robert Lawrence, Joseph Bannister, Payman Motaheda, and I hope I have his name and I didn't butcher that. Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, and hopefully I got that right, and also Mark Anderson. The rabbi was speaking about that Zionism is not necessarily Jewish. And I've attended, I think, one, if not maybe two of the conferences in the past, but April will be there, and April is now on the show, and she's here to tell us a little bit about herself and her story, just as a teaser, hopefully to get you to go to the conference, and also to address some of the larger pictures, and we'll be taking some calls a little bit later on, 800-313-9443. And again, April Gallup was injured by the explosion at the Pentagon on September 11th, and April will share at the conference what she saw in the Pentagon hole that the major media and the 911 commission have refused to tell you. She's military personnel. She was on assignment at the Pentagon on special assignment, and she actually survived injuries and with her child, from what I understand, and April will get into this a little bit more. I'll bring her on here in one sec. Basically crawled out of what happened there at the Pentagon. I'm going to go ahead and just bring April on. She can tell her story better than I can, and we'll look towards taking some calls later on. 800-313-9443. April, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be a guest.
I appreciate you coming on. I'll just turn it over to you, and you tell me what you can. And again, we understand that you're coming on here as a teaser to try to get people to go to the conference, but also to help get your story out. And we're going to, you know, allow you to tell what you feel is necessary. And I guess some of it, too, I'm not sure if you can actually even tell at the conference because of some of the things as far as classification and more. But go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you experienced on September 11th and ever since.
Well, That's true. Some things I will not be able to discuss, you know, due to classification issues. And, of course, there are pending litigation, so there will be certain things I can't discuss. But at the event, I will be discussing in detail what happened immediately after the explosion and on my way out. Those are things that I can discuss, and I will be providing details for that. And it will be riveting because it is an insider perspective.
Can you give us a little bit of that, like what ring you were in, what part of the building or Pentagon?
Yes, I was located in the E-ring, the place of impact, and according to the Pentagon renovation team, I was about 50 feet away from impact.
Well, and tell people how the rings are lettered from inside out.
It goes from E, D, it's alphabetically, with E being the outer ring and C being the inner ring. And there are levels to it. So I was on the first floor, you know, the E ring. And if they go back and do their, you know, research, that's the place of impact. They're located at the place of impact. And at the time it happened, you know, I was blown due to the, you know, the nature of the impact. And I was returning from maternity leave with my son. So that's, let me solve the mystery behind how in the world did a child get in there. I was returning from maternity leave, and there was some work that they wanted me to do before I took my son to daycare. And so he was cleared to come back there, believe it or not. And as soon as I sat down, you know, at the desk to get what I was asked to do done, boom, that's what happened. And,
wow.
You know, of course, the rest is history. So that's how
Real quick, let me throw this out to you. God bless. And I'm glad that you survived and that you're here to help try to get the truth out about what really happened on that day. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you saw as far as after it happened, after the explosion actually happened? Did you see plane parts or a plane or a fuselage?
What I will say is from being on the inside, you know, I would have never have come to the conclusion that it was a plane until I was told that it was a plane. That's what I will say for right now. The rest, I will go in details at the conference.
Cool. I'm going to be there. You know which day you're speaking?
I would say based off of Saturday.
You're speaking on Saturday?
Yes, I'll be there the whole weekend, but I'll be speaking on Saturday.
What time Saturday? Do you know, just so the listeners and everybody will?
I think they've made out a specific schedule. They can go to – did you already give them the website? They can
go ahead and give it again
now.
If you know it offhand.
Yeah, they can go to www.livefreenow.org, and they can call 760-868-4271, and they can get the details, and they can get the itinerary, and that way they can pick, you know, which events that they want to attend. But most definitely, when I speak, I'm going to give specific details from the time it happened until the time I came out, until the time I went to the hospital.
Well, one of the things that I've been trying to bring up and get out there as a federal military officer myself is not just, like, even on the World Trade Center, you have to understand that the World Trade Center was a public trust, and it had the powers of eminent domain. And then all of a sudden, when these buildings get hit, they have shortly thereafter the Kelo versus Connecticut ruling from the Supreme Court on eminent domain. And if you really start to dig a little bit deeper, you realize that the hit upon the World Trade Center and what happened since was a move to privatize the issue of eminent domain and give these powers that are, you know, supposedly just governmental powers, you know, to put in a railroad or a bridge or interstate highway, et cetera, or an airport. And usually it's only eminent domain only applies when there's two or more states involved. And what they had tried to do, much like Bush has tried to do with Social Security, when Bush had come out with the proposal for 4.5%, you know, tax upon Americans' labors that would be made by law, enforced by the government to pay out a portion of your labor to private banking interests for, you know, quote unquote, a privatized version of Social Security. Which, if you stop to think about it, it was where the government could impose and enforce a tax upon you to pay a tax to private corporations. And you really start thinking about things like that and what happened at the Pentagon. But at the Pentagon, what I firmly believe and have been trying to get out is, you know, I firmly believe it was a cruise missile or some other type of, you know, whether it be a drone or whatever, that hit the building, that we hit it ourselves, and that it was done basically to blind, you know, like when special ops are wearing not infrared, but night vision goggles. If you flash lights in them, they'll blind them instantaneously, and they've done some things to correct that, but the early versions of that were like that, and it would blind you. And what happened at the Pentagon, it's my belief, was to blind the Pentagon, blind DOD with this attack, and to subjugate with a flip of a switch our satellite system, which is a public trust, owned and controlled by the people, to a privatized satellite system that Boeing and Sea Launch and a lot of other corporations have been working on to get up, so that all feeds from our public trust, our DOD satellites and more, goes through these privatized satellites. Carlisle's involved in it and a bunch of other corporations. So when you start to really dig a little bit deeper beyond whether it was a plane or not a plane or whatever, and start to look into motivations and what really went on that day and all of the things that have come out since, you start to realize that there's a heck of a lot more to, 15 or 19 terrorists, 15 from Saudi Arabia, supposedly with box cutters, taking over these planes and flying them not only into the World Trade Center, but into the Pentagon. Even the events at the Pentagon, there's no way a plane of that size with something called ground effect could get that close to the ground and actually hit the building at that height, especially when you look at what the path of that plane was and the speed. It's physically impossible. But beyond all that, let me go back to you, and please tell us a little bit more about that day, if you might, and then what you've been through and what, when you kind of had an eye-opening experience, and also what's happened since then over the last, 6 years or so.
Well, pretty much it's more. I'm currently living my worst nightmare, and doing so with my child. But where the teaser is what many people do not know is that I had a period where I was outside on the particular lawn, because many of us did not get carried away to the hospital right away. Many of us, they carried what was considered high priority or high ranking officials first. And, the rest
right, like
of us,
doing triage, like at a MASH unit or something where
pretty
they,
pretty
you
much.
Know.
Pretty much. So yeah. the teaser is into, I also was, out, laid out on the ground, in my skirt and God knows everything else, showing.
But you weren't, did they actually administer any kind of painkiller or anything? Or?
No, they didn't.
So you were of clear mind given the circumstances.
I when I immediately came out, I did pass out. But I did come to, and that's how I knew I was on the grass. Me and my child was on the grass, and I had the photo of the gentleman who came, who picked my son up out of my arms and held him. And, he was a good Samaritan, and we spent a lot of time trying to find him, because the issue was, as he explained to me, that he just saw me there on the ground, and he saw this child, and he picked up the child to hold the child, because I was wondering why in the world was he standing over top of me. And his goal was to help me get to the hospital. Because
how old was
helicopters, he was 2.5 months old then.
Yeah, his son or daughter, if I can ask.
He was his son. And so, I did get some glimpse of certain things, which I will go into details, again at the conference. So that's what many people don't know. I had an inside perspective, as well as I had the ability to see certain things while I was on the grass, on the lawn.
Wow. You hear the music coming up. That means we got a commercial break, April. Excuse me, sorry. We'll be right back. Hold on. And 800-313-9443 is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program, In the Zone, with host Eric Schein, and speaking to April Gallup, who's at the Pentagon.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
All right, we're back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein. And today we have on April Gallup, and she's a DOD personnel who was injured and actually at the site of the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001. And April, real quick, we've got some calls. I want to sneak one in or, you know, here and there. But before we go to a caller, can I ask, you passed out. Were you hit? Obviously, you were affected by the concussive force of whatever the blast was. Did you bleed from your nose or ears, if I can ask? I know that's kind of a medical private issue, but I don't know what you're comfortable with revealing. Or
my nose.
So you actually were. So, and then do you know how long you were?
The issue was it was a matter of when, you know, they say it's adrenaline or whatever, you know, again, excitement from, you know, hoping I could find my son. But, when
right.
I, you know, when I came out, it was all of a sudden I felt all the pain from my head all the way down, and it was just very overpowering.
Well, you were thrown? You said you were blown or thrown?
Yes, from the impact, I was blown away from my desk, and I was covered.
And your son was in a... Well, your son was in a cradle or something, or in your arms, or
he was in a stroller, you know, tightened down a stroller, and he was completely thrown out of his stroller. And I tried to recover it to show how it was completely in a ball by the time, but they wouldn't give it to me. But he was completely thrown out of the stroller and covered under the floors of debris.
So they wouldn't give you your own stroller, so they could destroy it.
No, I tried to get the stroller back. It was in like almost a complete ball.
But see, that's what's bizarre is because normally on custody of evidence, as long as there's a hearing proceeding, court case or anything else going on, sure, they'll bag and tag and maintain, you know, certain pieces of evidence to prosecute the case. But in this case, at some point it gets returned back to the owner. That was your property, and they seized it without due process, held it, and allowed it to be destroyed with everything else from that section of the building.
Along with his diaper bag, and again, that's some more issues, but a lot of issues came out of September 11th that were not properly dealt with that I would acknowledge.
Yeah, and it gets much worse from there, I mean, because how they treated you as soon as you were a complainant.
I mean, there were a lot of promises made you know, two September 11 victims that did not come into fruition. And, you know, if you didn't play along, and it was about, in the end, about playing along and going along, if you did not do those things, you did not get the same support. And the bottom line was, you know, the promises were made. And once certain statements were made and I had to speak with integrity and speak with honesty, you know, things became very problematic, you know, for myself, for both of our recovery. And I thought it was just very shameful, and it was very disgusting. And the fact that they would do it at a time that, you know, I was traumatized by a major event with my child, you know, was just completely disgusting and very discrediting, not on my part, but on their part.
Oh, yeah, they took advantage of you, just like Ellen Mariani and others who have been injured by what's happened. I mean, all of us, if you really want to go that deep and to start looking into everything that's happened since then. But it brings to mind, and I'll just, you'll laugh at this, but I was actually on Love Connection when I was younger, and it blew my mind because I went in, you know, we had a date, did this whole thing or whatever. I was actually chosen rather than the one doing the choosing. And went on a date out here in California to Catalina. And when we came back to go ahead and air the show, they gave me this script, and I started reading through it, and I'm like, this isn't what happened. And they're like, do you have a problem with that? And it just makes me think that, wait, Hollywood's almost running the Pentagon now, to where, you know, they give you a script. If you don't follow it, you ain't working anymore in this industry.
And you just expect that after a major traumatic event like that, you would have the support that you needed to rehabilitate and recover. But in fact, they made it very difficult. And like I said, I have a number of appeals going on, and it is now currently 2006. So we're at the point where we're trying to push for just, you know, litigation and, of course, you know, federal, you know, grand jury. I mean, because...
Right.
You know, we meaning, you know, September 11th families as a whole spent a great deal of time, you know, trying to, you know, lobby Congress, and, you know, they put the good hat on when September comes around, you know, but after that observance is over, you know, it's back to business as usual, and we have to fight again just to get very key issues, you know, on the table. And people can, you know, check for themselves. Many very important bills as it pertains to September 11th really didn't even go through. And I won't even get into all the issues that, you know, the commission, you know, failed to even cover or,
well, but,
you know, even failed to deal with.
But you know that the 911 commission, though, all those proposals and stuff, too, are somewhat conflicted because of Keene and Hamilton and others,
yeah,
who were all players, you know, with the administration, who are, you know, putting things in there that will make it more of a military police state here in the United States. Military Commissions Act, the Defense Authorization Bill that's come out. We now have a Department of Defense that has become a Department of War. We now have a Department of Defense that is renamed in the Department of Homeland Security. They're putting up all the parameters, all the little fences and all the conditions that were, you know, they look different names and faces and places, but identical to everything that went around World War II. They're carrying on the same program. They're trying to drive us towards world war, not just in the Middle East, not just a regional conflict with all these Arab and, you know, even the Israeli and other nations, Russian and more in that whole area, that whole region, but also with China. And these guys are absolutely insane. They want to carry forward with what happened in World War II, and they haven't given up. It's a bunch of fascists. But we'll be right back. It's 800-313-9443. We'll take a call after this short commercial break. The Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone with April Gallup from the upcoming Justice and Freedom Conference to be held in Irvine, March 9th through the 11th, 2007. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Your host, Eric Schein, and we have on April Gallup. And we're going to take a call here real quick. But, April, did you want to throw something in? Are you biting on anything that came to mind? Or?
Oh, no, I'm just simply saying I'm hoping many people get out to the conference and show up. And
do you know what the cost of the conference is?
Yes, actually, I do. To break down the cost,
you talked to Damon's really talked to you, huh? He trained you.
Yeah, people can go right now online to www.liveFreeNow.org/2007FREREG.CFM. And you know, one ticket is $60 each. 2 to 4 tickets at $45 each.
And the tickets for the whole weekend, right?
At $35 each. Yes, and then also there's special room rates of $99 and that are available for reservations made before March 1st. And, you know, if you don't want to attend the whole event, it's even broke down. You know, the Friday class is on the Constitution, your rights, freedom, law, and income tax. That's very important. 1 to 4 tickets are $40 each. 5 or more tickets are $30 each. The Friday night all-you-can-eat banquet, you will get personalized time to socialize with all the speakers at this event. So it'll be good if you want to come out and maybe you want to ask individual questions. You know, that will be the opportune time to, it's upfront personal time to talk with the speakers. The prepaid price is $50 per ticket. And actually, you know, there.
Well, and you can also set up booths or tables, right? If you have like an issue that's tied into or something that you're, you know, out there on, whether it's the IRS or tax issues or 911 or medical issues or, you know, whistleblowing issues, whatever, you can also rent a table?
That they would have to call in to discuss with the conference, people who have arranged the conference.
Yeah, I think it was $250 per table. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I suppose there's still tables left. And then for each additional table, it was an extra $150. But again, like
so,
you said, the best thing to do is call in.
Yeah, and so that number is 760-868-4271. I'll be bringing order sheets for people who are interested in having medical keychains, medical pens, and medical bracelets, and you can download, you can upload all your medical information and carry it with you in case there's an emergency or something happens to you, you know, kind of be
That's
prepared.
Scary.
Because you never know. Something might happen, and you'll be able to just, you know, pull out your medical information. But there's also a Friday night all-you-can-eat banquet, and that also gives
Ooh-ha.
You no time. And then there's a Saturday night banquet with Will Rodriguez. You know, he's from the World Trade Center.
Well, I was just going to mention, and you're taking the thoughts right out of my mind. I don't know how you're doing that. But I was going to mention that I didn't mention that Willie Rodriguez is going to be there, and he is.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. And that's
as a keynote speaker for the banquet.
Exactly. So, you know, prepaid prices is one ticket at $15 each. That's $15 each for Friday's lunch and $15 each for Saturday's lunch and $15 each for Sunday's lunch. And so I think those are very reasonable prices for the type of information that, you know, people are going to be receiving at this conference.
And it's not just the information, though. It's that you're actually gathering together with like-minded people. Those
exactly.
who want to make a difference and change and or who are part of this truth movement and, you know, not only leaders today, but leaders for tomorrow and, you know, some really amazing people.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you for the efforts that will take place, you know, the, you know, legal efforts, whether it's the federal pursuing the federal grand jury, you know, we're going to need all the support, you know, necessary to push this forward, to bring justice to the injustice that's taken place, you know, behind September 11th.
Well, are you familiar with the Ferris Doctrine?
I'm not completely, just briefly.
Well, you know, it basically takes military personnel and turns them into property. And there's people out there like VRPA, and it's www.vrpa.org, I believe. And what it does, it's a judge-made law from, I believe, the early 1900s. It might have even been before that. And it basically says that, you know, you have no rights. You basically suspend all of your constitutional rights and protections when you join the military. And to me, especially
that's
coming from
altogether
a...
That's not true. Yeah, that's not
well,
altogether
but,
true.
Well, but that's their belief, and that's what they're pushing. That for anyone from Article 2, especially the military, to a large extent, you come under the UCMJ, and for you to get into the courts on issues like Lieutenant Watada... and actually get into an independent judiciary rather than being held within, military courts like he is now. It's somewhat of a conflict of interest for the executive branch to carry out, and that's why these proceedings, whether they be in the military or in federal service or others, they're supposed to be remedial in nature only. Not take any rights or property or privileges or, you know, even pay away from you unless you agree to it. But they're using these programs of voluntary compliance and not informing our federal and other and state officers and more and military personnel and more and military officers to the point of where they take things away through oppressive force and continuous
exactly.
injury until you can't
but you
withstand.
But you know what I tell people? I said that takes place because of ignorance, because we don't
yes.
take time to read the regulations, we don't take time to read specific laws, and so therefore they capitalize off our ignorance. And that's why
well, and then they
important.
Use that to capitalize upon other people's and
exactly.
actually set
yeah,
it as
true.
Precedence and make common law out of someone's ignorance.
Exactly. You hit it right on the button, and that's exactly what's going on. And so it behooves us as individuals to educate ourselves and to become knowledgeable so that we cannot be, you know, blindsided by, you know, these types of actions and behaviors. And it's a responsibility that we have to take upon ourselves, because that's really how they take advantage of us because of
well, not
know.
On an individual basis either, though, but collectively. I mean, they injure
exactly.
you.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well,
definitely.
And later on, we're going to have on the rabbi, and again, I hope I'm getting his name. He'll correct me, I'm sure, when he comes on, Yisrael David Weiss. He's going to be coming on the show in the second hour, and you're more than welcome to stay on with the rabbi. But I just want to throw that out real quick. But let me go take a call real quick. David in California, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yeah, David, how's it going?
Just fine. April, I wanted to ask you, who were the people that were working in the offices that were hit? Did you know those people? Do you know what they were up to?
Yes, I do.
Were you working in that office?
Yes, I was.
I see. So it was the office covered a lot of feet either side of the impact. Is that the way it was?
Yes, it was.
Cannon, will you disclose that now, or will that be disclosed at the conference?
It will be disclosed at the conference, but I would say it was the lower level, and the other levels, they fell on top of us. So we were at the bottom. Everything fell on top of us. We were blown, and then all the debris fell on top of us. So there were people who were kind of in between that collision. So there were people who actually, because of the nature of the impact, wind up on our floor by nature of the impacts.
What was your job there?
I will say that I maintained a top secret with SCI, and I did various things.
You said SCI?
Yes, SCI.
And SCI is what, if you can?
Well, you know, when you go there, you do a number of things. You just don't do one particular thing. It depends on what needs to be done at that particular time.
Right.
Whether it meant transporting particular classified documents, whether it meant it just varied. It was not you were there and you did a specific thing until you were a certain level of rank or a certain level of statue.
But you were brought in for a specific reason for your own background and experience and training, right?
Pretty much, yes.
And what is your background?
Can you disclose? Go ahead, David. What did you say?
Yeah, what is your background?
I was trained in the military as an executive administrative specialist. But then I acquired a certain level of clearance, and so that gave me the ability to do various things.
And were you military or civilian the day of this?
I was selected from the military from Heidelberg, Germany, to come there. And I will say that I did try to fight going there because I'm not a office political type person. So I did try to fight to stay in Germany.
You didn't want to be a bureaucrat a pencil pusher behind a desk at the Pentagon.
No, I didn't, and I did try to stay there because I had a in-place consecutive tour that was approved, and I did.
Germany's a beautiful country.
It is. There are a lot of things to do there, and but at any rate, it was not successful. So,
when did you actually get transferred?
Early in 2001. In 2000, actually, in 2000.
Yeah.
And I tried to take some time to try to get to stay in Germany. So I tried to delay it. There was efforts to try to delay it as much as possible. Not that I didn't think it was going to be career progressive or career forward, but I'm not that, as you said, for a bureaucratic political type person. So I did not want to take the assignment. So.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to hearing your presentation. I will be at the conference. Thank you for your answering my questions.
Oh,
thanks,
okay.
David. At least you don't have far to travel.
No, nearby.
You're in California already.
So that's good. He doesn't have to go. Yeah, that's good. That's great.
Yeah, especially if you're on a no-fly list like many of us.
Okay. But like I try to tell people, what I'm hoping people will do is I don't want the focus to be, you know, on me as a person. I want them to focus on the experience and so that they will, you know, get their head in the game and to see how this could impact them as a person in the event there, you know, is a somewhat similar attack in their city or their town, or why they should pay attention to their congressional representative, or why they should get involved, or why they should matter. And that's why I really try to take the focus, you know, because if you make it about a person and if you make it about that individual, it becomes something that's a little bit different. What I'm trying to get people to focus on are the facts, you know, and to open their mind to the facts and, you know, what was actually seen, and, you know, for them to pay attention to the issues as it pertains to September 11th.
Well, no, and I understand why you want to some extent, divorce yourself from what you're trying to present, because people try to attack the messenger, to attack the message,
yes,
to a degree.
Exactly.
But it's important for people like you to survive and also get support and proper help and assistance from, you know, other Americans out here. And one reason I bring that up is because there's a book called, and I mentioned this to you earlier, was Man's Search for Meaning. It's Viktor E. Frankl. And he lived through the death camps in Nazi Germany, the prison labor camps and death camps. He was actually in Auschwitz for a time. And in there, he talks about in the prison camps, and there's, you know, Alex Jones and others who are talking about global gulag and that we're living in a you know, prison nation with everything that's going on in the military-industrial complex that's turning it into a military-police state and more. But he talks about the capo, or capos, where they took the most ruthless, self-serving, cruel individual and put him as a trustee, quote, he was a prisoner, but they put him in charge of all the other prisoners, and oftentimes they were trained by the SS, and basically they used them as an enforcer to have a prisoner enforcing the, you know, I guess, oppressive forces himself upon the prisoners to keep them all in line. If he did not, then he would, you know, bear some repercussions, but he also used that position to eat better than the rest of the prisoners, have more cigarettes and more rights and liberty than the rest of the prisoners. And that's literally, they've taken the same, you know, I guess, thing that they studied in the prison and death camps in Nazi Germany, if not well before, this aspect of human nature, and they're mm-hmm. applying it to both corporate and governmental employment, to where they're taking the most ruthless, self-serving, you know, I don't want to say godless, but might as well throw it in there, individuals, and putting them in places of power and authority. And Bernie Kerik, who they tried to put in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, is a perfect example. He was a bootlicker to Giuliani and chauffeur to Giuliani. And Giuliani has his own little dark past, and he's pretty much a fascist pig as far as I'm concerned. And excuse me for saying it, and especially that bluntly, but he's tied to many of these other, you know, corporatists. They're in love and holding hands with these enormous corporations who are more about the collective, more about the corporation, and less about the individual. We're all a bunch of, you know, sheeple, as some people have coined, or cogs in the wheel of the machine. And Bernie Kerik, though, I believe he didn't even have a high school education, and they were going to put him in charge of the Department of Homeland Security that has become the Department of Defense, you know, by default and defect.
And a lot of what you're saying is actually true. What people don't realize is a lot of money goes into people getting these certain levels of clearances as long as those investigations take. I mean, they go most of the time all the way back to kindergarten, and they really go door to door, your neighborhood, where you grow. And the thing about it is you will not have a very specific thing that you do. You spend a lot of time. You might be doing one particular thing for 1 month, and then the next month you're doing something else. And it's never really specialized.
But that also lends a certain access, I guess, for want of a better way of saying it, to where you're, and that's why I've seen and been able to put many of the pieces of the puzzle together, because I've done so many different things in federal service, you know, worked at the for the Navy at Pearl Harbor as a port engineer, military sea lift command as a port engineer down at sub base in San Diego, worked on nuke subs, worked in numerous commercial and Navy shipyards throughout the United States, worked shipyards overseas, sailed, been on, you know, worked and taken care of missile frigates, DDGs, also LHDs, LHAs. I've worked for General Electric, another company called AMS, American Management Systems, and more, and have seen from all these different areas what's really going on. And when you see the same thing or same problems going on across the board, you know that something is gravely wrong.
Seriously. You see a common thread.
Right. And a lot of it has to do with denial of due process, denial of people's ability to get heard without retaliation or repercussion. and that at some point they're putting these people in place, just like the capo or capos, who will retaliate against you and injure you so much, so frequently, so quickly, that you don't even know what hit you.
Yeah, and it's very damaging. Like I said, they spend a lot of time putting the heavy on me. But, you know, I survived with my son, so it was very instrumental for me to, you know, keep it together. And I felt like, you know, the military previously had a history of taking care of its own, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're being attacked after you suffer from this traumatic event, and now you're being attacked because you are standing or you're stating what is fact, not what,
right,
you know, they want you to say.
April, that's the music. Hold on real quick. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program in the Zone, Eric Schein with April Gallup. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
All right, we're back. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the Zone with April Gallup from the upcoming Justice and Freedom Conference that is going to be held March 9th through the 11th, 2007, in Irvine, California, at the Atrium Hotel. And the number for the Atrium Hotel, in case you want to set reservations, and you should do it quickly, 949-833-2770, and it's 18700 MacArthur Boulevard, Irvine, California, 92612. And again, as April has pointed out, you can go to www.livefreenow.org and speak to Payman or April, not this April, but Payman's wife, and call 760-868-4271. And you can also visit Willie Rodriguez's website at www.911keymaster.com. And Kevin Barrett is also going to be there www.mujca.com. You can go to www.loosechange911.com for Dylan Avery and those guys. April does not have a website, and that's understandable with everything she's been through. But Webster Tarpley, www.tarpley.net. We also have William Blum, or Blum, I'm not sure the pronunciation. I believe it's Blum, but it's www.killinghope.org. Doug Rocky, Dr. Doug Rocky, www.beyondtreason.com. And he was in Joyce Riley and Dave Von Kleist's DVD, actually, by that name, Beyond Treason. And then also, you know, of course, we've given out the Freedom Conferences, www.livefreenow.org. Also for the rabbi, www.nkuse.org. What did the media not tell you, Mark Anderson? You can go to www.americanfreepress.net. And also for Joe Bannister, you can go to www.freedomabovefortune.com. And I believe the last one we have is for Steve Hempfling, which is www.freeenterprisesociety.com. Let's go back to April real quick. April, we've got a couple minutes before the top of the hour, and we'll have another commercial break, of course. And then we'll have a couple minutes there. We can go into a few more things. We'll have another break, and then we'll get back into, hopefully get some calls, and then the rabbi will be joining us. Let me throw out that number, 800-313-9443. April, go ahead. When you hear that music popping up, you'll know you got to spit out that last bit of good information, and then let me jump in real quick and round it out until we get into the second hour.
If you have any more callers, we could take some more questions if there are any more people available.
Yeah, I think not right now. I don't think we have enough time. We've got just 2 minutes. I'd rather, if you have anything else you want to talk about, like what's happened to you since, because I feel it's important, like I said, about, and that's why I brought up Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl, is that he survived the death camps. And if anybody knows and has read his book and others, some pretty horrendous things went on. And whether you want to deny what happened, you know, like some people are trying to do, or how bad it was, it did occur. It was pretty nasty. This is something that's happened over thousands of years. When one nation conquers another, or one people conquers another, it's how we treat and subjugate and injure. You know, we even did that in our own Civil War here, and what we did to the South was an abomination, not only under the war itself, but then thereafter under Reconstruction. And but the important thing is that if people like April and others don't survive, and they need people to help them survive, and they need help and support, if they don't survive to tell their stories and what they've gone through, then at some point we're repeating our, you know, history over and over and over again. And at some point we are at that juncture to where we are repeating history. I mean, the United States has become in the same position that Germany was in at the time of World War II, and China has now taken on the seat that the United States was, and these guys want to push us into another world war. Well, you hear the music, and sorry I gave you that couple minutes, but we'll come back right after the top of the hour and come back with April Gallup, who's going to be at the Justice and Freedom Conference. This is a Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the Zone host.